Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Eric Johnson. Well, the use of dairy names on products imitating dairy foods are misleading consumers, and it's time for a change. That is according to the National Milk Producers Federation. Michael Clements reports.
The Food and Drug Administration is collecting public comments on the issue. The federal government's Dietary Guidelines for America say most plant-based products are not included as part of the dairy group. National Milk Producers Federation spokesperson Chris Galen explains.
What we've seen in the past generation is an increasing number of foods made from plant substances but use dairy terms to describe themselves. Of course, I'm talking about things like almond milk or soy milk. It includes things like cheese and butter and yogurt. Yogurt made from all manner of plants, including hemp and quinoa. And all these things, from our perspective, are not in compliance with longstanding federal standards, which say that in order for a product to call itself milk, it has to come from a dairy animal.
In other nations, many food marketers already comply with regulations prohibiting the sale of plant foods with dairy terms. And research shows imitation products labeled as milk may lead consumers to believe those fake dairy products are similar in nutritional value to milk.
Real milk is one of the leading sources in Americans' diets of up to 9 essential nutrients, vitamins, and minerals. And these imitation products don't have the same consistent nutritional offerings. Some of them will fortify with things like calcium or vitamin D, but none of them have the same across-the-board consistent nutritional offerings. And this is something that many of their manufacturers freely admit. And the reason this becomes a consumer issue is that if you're a mom who goes shopping and you go to the dairy case in the grocery store and you see something that's calling itself milk and the images on the package even look like real milk, you might assume that these things are essentially 6 of one, half a dozen of another, and we know that's not the case.
The issue, Galen says, expands outside of the dairy industry.
As technology allows more and more plant foods to resemble real milk, it's also affecting what can call itself meat. We're seeing the silk-cultured meat products, and there's a debate over how those are going to be labeled. I think that's a little bit further down the road. It's not a clear and present concern because these cell-based products aren't in the market yet. But this is another example of where the regulators really need to rethink what they're doing now before it's too late.
Comments to the FDA can be submitted through NMPF.
Go to our website, which is nmpf.org, and there's a specific page. It's called Take Action to Stop Fake Milk Labeling, and that has all you need to know to click on a link to get to the FDA's comment page, and then we also have instructions for how to use some key messages that we've prepared to submit those comments to the FDA. Right now, there's been over 9,000 comments, many of which are coming from people who are sympathetic to the plant food makers. These are oftentimes people who are vegans or animal rights sympathizers, and they don't want to see any change in the FDA's current enforcement posture. So we need to provide a strong response from the dairy community, from agriculture, and others who want to see truthful labeling and a strong role by the federal government in regulating these terms.
The comment period will close in late January 2019. Again, submit comments and learn more online at nmpf.org. Michael Clements reporting.
Coming up later today, the American Crystal Sugar Company 2018 joint annual meeting. We'll get to find out a lot about the 2017 crop and what's expected for the 2018-2019 growing season. Also, some heavy hitters are expected to be speaking throughout the day at the Holiday Inn here in Fargo. They include Kelly Armstrong, the U.S. Representative-elect for North Dakota, one other person that's a very key component to the ag community, and a guest speaker, Colin Peterson, U.S. Representative from Minnesota, and a key player in the 2018 Farm Bill. You're listening to Inside Agriculture.